على رسول الله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، like to continue with and we hope to end our reading on Salatul Khawf today, inshallah. I had mentioned to us earlier, Salatul Khawf deserves some sort of attention because it's not something that is commonly observed. It is hardly observed. So therefore, it is hardly talked about. People will hardly explain how to observe Salatul Khawf and the rulings concerning Salatul Khawf. We explain what does it mean to say Salatul Khawf in the last class. And we explained, we mentioned that Salatul Khawf is established inside the Quran. It's established from the Sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wa salam. It is also established from the Ijma', from the consensus of the companions of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We also mentioned that among those who have cited consensus on the matter was Al-Hafiz ibn Hajar and others, like Al-Imam ibn Qudama al-Muqdisi, rahimahumullah. After that, we mentioned that the ulama say that the ahadith of Salatul Khawf are established to be either 6 or 7. The ahadith that have brought Salatul Khawf give us either 6 or 7 forms, surah, of observing Salatul Khawf. Either 6 or 7. He said, yes, others mentioned other numbers, but it appears that those others can collapse into the 6 or 7 forms. We mentioned those amongst the ulama who have that view, like Al-Imam ibn al-Qayyim in Zad al-Ma'ad, like Al-Hafiz ibn Hajar in Fath al-Bari, and his Shaykh, rahimahullah, Al-Hafiz al-Iraqi, rahimahullah. They all say Salatul Khawf occurs in 6 or 7 forms. That's also the view of Al-Imam al-Shawkani, who is the author of our book, Ad-Durar al-Bahiyya. So Salatul Khawf has 6 or 7 forms. And all the 6 forms are established in or from authentic ahadith. From these 6 or 7 forms, we narrated 3 to us in the last class. I'm just trying to bring us back to where we are. I'm trying to remind us of what we did last and bring us to this class today. Things like this are useful from 2 angles. If someone was forgetting, he'll be reminded. If someone was not in this class last week, he will know what are we going to say today. If we just have saying Salatul Khawf has another form, say, okay, some people go, some people come, it's happening. What are we doing? And as question time, the person asks again, please, this Salah you are performing, is this Salah to Maghrib or Salah to Isha? Because he wasn't there at the beginning of the discussion. Same thing, those brothers who listen to audio, they might not have listened to the last class. But if they listen to this class, having this kind of introductory notes, they will know where we are coming from, so they can follow us. Because I strongly believe that we are not the only ones following them. A lot of brothers from different parts of the world follow us. You know, because when you go out of this country, for young brothers who like to say we are going abroad, you will not see someone telling you all this. Largely, if you're in Finland, Australia, there's a brother who calls me regularly from Australia. So that's the reason why we like to always, for every class, we like to make us know what are we talking about. Then we go on proceed to talk about it. I hope that we finish this Bab today. Bab Salatul. After which we'll go on to Salatul Mustafirin. That is Al-Qasr. But that will be in our next class session. So like we mentioned, we have 6 or 7 ways to observe Salatul Khawf. And we have mentioned 3 of them. Who will remind me of one of them, or the first one that we mentioned? Who will remind us of the first one? Who remembers the first one? The first form of observing Salatul Khawf. The second one and the third one. They could be confusing. Cook? Salatul Khawf. Because we are not distinct. So they may be confusing. So that will make us briefly talk about them one and then proceed, inshallah. The first one was from the hadith of Sa'd ibn Abi Hafsa. He said, radiyallahu anhu, that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam observed Salatul Khawf and led the people. فَصَفَّهُمْ خَلْفَهُمْ صَفَّيْنِ. So he lined them up behind him in 2 rows. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَصَلَّى بِالَّذِينَ يَلُونَهُ رَكَعَةً. صَلَّى بِالَّذِينَ يَلُونَهُ رَكَعَةً. Those directly behind him, he led them in 1 rak'ah. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. ثُمَّ قَام. Then he stood up for the second rak'ah. فَلَمْ يَزَلْ قَائِمًا حَتَّى صَلَّى الَّذِينَ خَلْفَهُمْ رَكَعَةً. So he led the first people in the first rak'ah and then remained standing. He remained standing until صَلَّى الَّذِينَ خَلْفَهُمْ رَكَعَةً. Those behind them observed 1 rak'ah. ثُمَّ تَقَدَّمُوا. Those behind them now came forward. وَتَأَخَّرَ الَّذِينَ كَانُوا قُدَّامًا. Those who were in front of them now went backwards. فَصَلَّى بِهِمْ رَكَعَةً. Then he led those who came forward. See now, he rumpled his face. Those who stood directly behind him observed 1 rak'ah with him and then went back. Those who were behind came forward, observed 1 rak'ah with him. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So at the end of that rak'ah, instead of making suflu, what happened? He says, وَتَأَخَّرَ الَّذِينَ كَانُوا قُدَّامَهُمْ. So those who were in front who had observed 1 rak'ah, they went back. Those who were in, at the back who had not observed, they came forward, observed 1 rak'ah with him. He says, فَصَلَّى بِهِمْ رَكَعَةً. ثُمَّ قَعَدَ حَتَّى صَلَّى الَّذِينَ تَخَلَّفُوا رَكَعَةً. So he waited until those behind, who went behind, observed their second rak'ah too. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. ثُمَّ سَلَّمَ. Then he made taslim, and everybody made taslim, because they would have observed 2 rak'ah. Is it clear? Is it clear? The brother said, I'm a thinker. That is the nature of human beings. Al-insanu. Human beings find strange what they don't know. I don't want to say it in Arabic because it may mean abuse. But the point is that when we don't know something, we find it strange. So know it today, inshallah. Barakallahu fiqh. The first form to observe Salatul Khawf, 2 rows. The first row, we observe 1 rak'ah with the imam. they'll stand up, then they'll go back. Those at the back will come forward. Do you understand? Says Fasalla, let's read the hadith. Waka hadith wa la masa. Says Fasafahum khalfahu safay. Behind him two rows. He says Fasalla bil ladhina yalunahu rak'at. Those who followed him observe one rak'ah. Summa taqaddam. Then he says, Summa qama falam yazal qa'ima. He stood up for the second rak'ah. He remained standing, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hatta salla alladhina khalfahum rak'atan. So he remained standing with the first row. Do you understand? They are now standing on the second rak'ah. That time that he remained standing, those who were behind him stood up, started their salah. They were standing, all standing at the beginning. They continued their salah until they finished one rak'ah, two, and stood up. So everybody now has how many rak'ah? One rak'ah. Remaining how many? One rak'ah. So those who were at the back came to the front. Those who were at the front went to the back. He led those who were at the front now. He didn't lead them the first one, Ali. So he led them now in one rak'ah. They now sat down. When they sat down waiting, those who are now standing at the back, who had observed the first rak'ah with him, they will now complete their own rak'ah. Everybody now sits down and have one taslim together with the Prophet Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is clear. The second time. This one occurs, that hadith is in Bukhari and Muslim. So, what can I say in Bukhari Muslim? The second form, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Anna ta'ifatan, it was reported that Anna ta'ifatan saffat ma'ab, a group of people observed the salah with him, one group with him. وَطَائِفَةٌ وُجَاهَ الْأَدُوِ. The second group went to face the enemy, waiting for them. One group was with him, the other group was waiting for the enemy. فَصَلَّ بِالَّذِينَ مَعَهُ رَكَعَةً. Those who were with him, he led them in one rak'ah. ثُمَّ ثَبَتَ قَائِمًا. He stood up again for the second rak'ah. صلى الله عليه وسلم. فَأَتَمُّوا لِأَنفُسِهِمْ. So that time he was standing, they went ahead to complete their rak'ah. So those people in the first row behind him, those who were with him, how many rak'ahs would they have of that? Two. One with him, one alone. They will now make the slim and go away. They will go and wait there. The other people will come. It says, فَصَلَّ بِالَّذِينَ مَعَهُ رَكَعَةً. So he led those who were with him in one rak'ah. ثُمَّ ثَبَتَ قَائِمًا وَأَتَمُّوا لِأَنفُسِهِمْ ثُمَّ انْصَرَفُوا. So they completed their row, their own salah with him. He was still standing. صلى الله عليه وسلم. And then they went away. فَصَفُّوا وُجَهَ الْأَدُوِ. Those who had ended salah with him now went to stand in front of the enemy. وَجَاءَتْ أَطَائِفَةُ الْأُخْرَى. Then the second group came. Is فَصَفُّوا وُجَاهَ الْأَدُوِ. That is, the first group stood in front of the enemy, the second group came, فَصَلَّى بِهِمُ الرَّكَعَةِ. He now led the second group in one rak'ah. Do you understand? أَلَّتِي بَقِيَتْ, which was left for him. He would have observed how many? Two. But this second group has observed only one. He will now wait for them in his tashahud. Do you understand? While he's waiting for them, what will they do? They will stand up and observe the second rak'ah. They will make the film together with him. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This one is clear to you. Aya, tell me the first one. This class is for you. Aya, tell me the first one. Many of our brothers here are teachers. Please note this fact. Don't wait for your feedback during tests and exams and continuous assessment. Get your feedback from your class. You know what I mean by feedback? Try to know whether your students have understood from that class. Don't wait till continuous assessment. Those things are not a good way, or they are not good ways to assess people's understanding. It's the reason I say, yeah, tell me the first one. I want feedback. Now, you understand it. Jazakallahu khair. Oh yeah, tell me what you understand. Tell me. Don't be shy. You see, all these people, they are your brothers. You understand. This is where the messenger mentioned no shyness. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Don't be shy. Say, ask. You understand. Alayhi salam. The first one, two rows. The exchange rows. To complete their own. So he waited for them at the shahud. They made the shahud. Barakallah. So that is the first way. You remember the second way? Tell us this. One group will be with him. The other group goes to face the enemy in case he can come from here. So they elite the first group in one rak'ah. Aha. He will stand up for the second rak'ah and wait. This group behind him will complete their salah. They will make the seal. They will go away. How many have they prayed? Two. How many have they prayed? He's on the second rak'ah, standing, waiting. So those people will go away, take that position. The other people will come behind him. And observe, he will lead them in their own first rak'ah too. So he will sit down, they will stand up for their own second rak'ah. So when they sit down for tahiyyah, he is waiting for them. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He will now make the seal, then they make the seal. That is the second one. I hope that it's clear. I mean one, but jazakallah khairan. The third one. That one occurs from the hadith of Jabir ibn Abdullah al-Ansari, radiyallahu anhuma. He said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam led the people rak'atain, one group, two groups. He led one group, two full rak'at. One group was watching, was away, guiding the second group. The second group was with him. The first group was with him, praying with him. The second group was away, watching for them. They finished two units of prayer. Two. They went away. Beyond that. The second group came, he led them in Salah again. In another two units of prayer. That one is the simplest. He led two, first group, he led them in two rak'ah. Second group, he led them in two rak'ah. So his first two rak'ahs are the obligatory ones. His second two rak'ahs are nawafil. It is from this third form that ulama say that is how we will observe Salatul Maghrib. You asked about Salatul Maghrib last class. How are we going to observe Salatul Maghrib? Was it your question? What did you ask last class? If we are at home, the exchange. Salatul Maghrib will be observed like that. We observe two groups. One group is watching, the other group observes Salatul Maghrib. When they go, the other group comes to guide the people. Because Salatul Maghrib has how many rak'at? Three. This is the view of Al-Imam Al-Hasan Al-Basri and others amongst ulama. It appears as the favored opinion by Imam Ibn al-Munzir in his book Al-Awsat. There are other opinions. Some say we observe two and one. But it appears confusing. They say, others say there is no proof for that. What we know is that two rak'at is zuhur, two rak'at is asr, because they were on a journey. So they should observe three full rak'at of Maghrib. There is no surah of him observing Maghrib in Salatul Khawf. So they make care from this to know. You have to observe Maghrib complete because there is no way of breaking Salatul Maghrib. Unless in the circumstance of serious fear, is a shiddat al-khawf, That one is one rak'ah. Zuhur, after Maghrib, Isha, Subh, all one rak'ah. One, each of them. At the time, at their times with your dad, as what? One rak'ah. When the war is fierce, one rak'ah. We are coming back to it. In that one rak'ah, there may be chance for ruku, there may be chance for sujood, and there may not be chance for sujood or ruku. There may be chance for istiqbal al qibla, facing the qibla, there may not be any chance. Just this Allahu Akbar, Sami Allah Alman, just go on. We'll read the hadith. The hadith of Abdullah ibn Abbas. Radiallahu anhu. This goes to explain the importance of salah. Allah go when you can say Allah din Allah be ba mu sallaba sai muyi a lokacin shi ko a lokutan sa ko sai muyi sallah lokutan is plural lokacis. So we must observe salawat at their time. We must observe. Allah didn't give you salah. Didn't give you. You must, if you are sleeping, if you wake up, what will you do? You observe that. If you forgot, when you remember, what will you do? Take eye. Unless you do the salah. So don't joke with your salawat. Don't joke with salah. What? They are shooting, firing. You must still be praying. May Allah protect all of us. We have answered salat in Maghrib. The Salat al-Maghrib should be observed like this. The three rak'ahs should be observed for one group. The second group comes, the leader leads them in the second Maghrib. His own nafila, their own obligatory for the second group. For the first group, his own obligatory, their own obligatory. I hope that one is clear. The fourth surah, the fourth form of observing Salat al-Khawf occurs in the hadith of Abdullah ibn Umar radiyallahu anhu. This was the only one I used to know because I set my mind on it. The Malaysian army has a video on the YouTube where they practice this salah. Indonesian army, they had a video in the forest, in the tropical forest, when they practice this hadith of Abdullah ibn Umar. صلى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم صلاة الخوف بإحدى الطائفتين. عبد الله بن عمر said the Prophet صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم led one of the two groups in one rak'ah. صلى الله عليه وآله. He led two groups. One was watching the enemy. The second group was with him. He led that group with him in one rak'ah. Sallah bi ishda ta'ifatayn rak'atan. He led one of the two groups in one rak'ah. Wa ta'ifatul ukhra muwajihatul adu. While the second group was facing the enemy, watching their advancement. Summa sarafa. This first group that he led, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, please listen attentively. This first group that he led, they went away. They had not made taslim. They had not ended their salah. They had not made the second rak'ah. They went away like that to take the position of those. Summan sarafu waqamu fi maqami ashabi. They went to take the position of the rest of their brothers. Mukbilina ala al-adui. Facing the enemy, guiding the enemy. They have made one rak'ah. They have not made taslim. Waja'a ula'ika. Now those people who were guiding the second group will now come behind the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Summa salla bihim nabiyu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam led them in salah rak'atan. He led them in one rak'ah. Summa sallama nabiyu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. ثم قضى هؤلاء ركعة وهؤلاء ركعة. So those people who were behind him stood up after the Prophet Taslim They completed their salah and said their tasleem. The other people came now, completed their salah, one rak'ah again, and then said their tasleem. So the Prophet made his tasleem alone, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The second group with him made his tasleem alone. The first group made the tasleem alone after completing their rak'ah. This hadith also called in Sahih Bukhari and Muslim. In the riwayah of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu, that occurs in Sunan Abi Dawud, he says, summa sallama, when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made his taslim, faqama ha'ula'i, yani at-ta'ifatu thaniya, the second group that came stood up, faqadaw li anfusihim rak'ata, they completed one rak'ah, summa sallama, they made taslim, summa zahabu, they went back to where they were at the beginning. وَرَجَعَ أُولَٰئِكَ إِلَىٰ مَقَامِهِمْ. Those who were with the Prophet in the first rak'ah returned for that salah. فَصَلُّوا لِأَنْفُسِهِمْ رَكَعَةً. So they led themselves, they prayed for themselves one rak'ah, and then they made their own tasleem. So the Prophet was the first person to make tasleem. The second group was the first group to make tasleem. The first group was the second group to make, the third set of people to make tasleem. I hope that it is clear. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he divided the people in two groups. One group of that one rak'ah with him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. At the end of that rak'ah, when he stood up for his second rak'ah, they went away. The second group came and observed the second rak'ah with him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. After his own second rak'ah and their own first rak'ah, the Prophet made taslim, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Those people stood up to complete their second rak'ah and then they made taslim. The other group came back, made one rak'ah, and then did what? Made their. This one occurs in the hadith of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, radiyallahu anhu, in Bukhari and Muslim. This is the fourth way to make Salatul Khawf. There is a fifth way to make Salatul Khawf. That one occurs in the hadith of Jabir again, Ibn Abdullah al-Ansari, radiyallahu anhuma. He said, shahidtu ma'a Rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam salatul khawf. I witnessed a salatul khawf, a prayer of fear that the Prophet observed, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Fasaffana saffain. This hadith of Jabir, it has stories. Because when they went on that battle, the mushriku were saying that these Muslims, they will soon start one salah. That salah, ahabbu ilayhim min awladihim. They like that salah more than their children. So when they start that salah, we will just rush them. Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam came to tell the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is what they have said. The companion Jabir said, the Prophet now told us, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the mushrikun say that they will rush us when we are in salah. So we are going to observe this salah tactically. It's going to be what? A tactical salah that will observe, so to speak. So because that salah will take care of that military information that the Prophet had, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If you read about the Ghazawat of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we know that he was a big mind. He was a person with a big mind. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And to yakakwe lokoni ganga okoinya nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Akoniya. Is that how you call it? Alayhi salatu. Some big military men used to say that. We hear them say that. And I heard that there are books that have been written on this in military schools, not secondary school military schools, in senior military schools about the military campaigns of the Prophet Muhammad and its implication in strategic military planning, in modern day strategic military. Alayhi salatu wa sallam. The Imam al-Bukhari, Hafiz ibn Hajar, in his Sharh of Kitab al-Maghazi in Sahih al-Bukhari, it's a big volume, one of the biggest volumes in Fath al-Bari, when he made the Sharh of the Ghazwat of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet, one of the scholars, Shaykh Salim ibn Eid al-Hilali, he made these wars one by one, in each war one book, each war one book, each war one book, each war one book. It is something that we should study. It will make us, it will give us another picture of the life of the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wa salam. And the major lesson there is that Muslimiki Ishojo, the Muslim is not a coward, and we must never be cowards. That's why when he spoke about snakes, the Prophet said sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, مَا صَلَحْنَاهُمْ مُنْذُ عَادَيْنَاهُمْ مَا صَلَحْنَاهُمْ مُنْذُ عَادَيْنَاهُمْ We have not made peace with them since we made war with them. Snakes. Mankind has not made peace with snakes since we made war with snakes. He said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَلَا يَخَافُهُمْ مُؤْمِنُونَ No mu'min will be afraid of snakes. All of this go to teach us that we must not be cowards. Prepare food sticks in your house in case. And follow the adabs. So the Muslim is not a coward. He cannot be a coward. No Christian should expect that he's meeting a Muslim who is a coward. We must never be cowards. Male and female. May Allah protect all of us from cowardice. It's a bad disease. A bad disease. Cowardice. Yoruba say, Bitova Chile la Tishikini. They don't say that regarding someone who is lazy and cowardice. We must never be lazy. The person who is at the front of all of that, teaching us to go out of that kind of a funny life, is who? The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So when we say laqad kana lakum fi rasulillahi, it's not only in sunnah and worship and la, it's even our approach to life. We must be people of strength, not cowardice. So when Jibreel alayhi salatu was, some people will start running away. Shahid Tuma Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I witnessed along with the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu was salam, salat al khawf, a prayer in the time of fear. Don't forget. It says, Fastafana Safain. The Prophet lined us in two rows. Safun khalfa Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One row behind the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Wal adu baynana wa bayna al kibla. During that battle, the enemies were just in front of us in the direction of the kibla. Fakabbara an-nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the Prophet made the takbir. How many rows were there? Two rows. One directly behind, one after that. The enemies were in the direction of the Qibla. It says, فَكَبَّرَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَعَلَيْهِ The Prophet made his takbir. وَكَبَّرْنَا جَمِيعًا All of us also did what? We made our takbir. All of us. We made our takbir. ثُمَّ رَكَعَ You see, they didn't go to start saying, he read Fatiha, he read Kulu Allah, because it is known that you must read those things. Because la salata illa bi Fatiha til kitab. There is no salah except with Fatiha til kitab. And then he read surahs from his sunnah. But he, salawat like this are usually made to be brief. because of our circumstance. He says, فَكَبَّرَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَعَلَى السَّلَّمُ وَكَبَّرْنَا جَمِيعًا. The Prophet made takbir. Which takbir is this? تَكْبِيرَةُ الْإِحْرَامِ. To start the salah. So we all also made our takbirat. ثُمَّ رَكَ وَرَكَعْنَا جَمِيعًا. The Prophet made ruku. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We all made ruku. ثُمَّ رَفَعَ رَأْسَهُ مِنَ الرُّكُوعِ. Then he raised his head up from the ruku. وَرَفَعْنَا جَمِيعًا. We all also stood up. Completely all of us. Both rows. To make ruku. You know kuffar mushrikun. They may be expecting that it is when they are on sujood they will come. ثُمَّنْ حَدَرَ بِالسُّجُودِ. The Prophet went on sujood, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَالصَّفُّ الَّذِي يَلِيهِ. The row behind him, directly behind him, also went together with him to sujood. وَقَامَ الصَّفُّ الْمُؤَخَّرِ. But the second row was standing. Do we understand this one? The first row went on sujood. You know, ruku, they can say, ah, sujood won't last him. So when the first row went on sujood together with the Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the second row was standing. Who are those who will come? Let us see. Don't forget, Allah instructed them in the Quran. He says, وَخُذُوا حِذْرًا. Be careful. وَأَصْلِحَتَكُمْ. Hold your weapon. During all this salah, وَكُوِي دَعْلَيْ أَتِيَوْكَوْ. Their weapons are where? Ali Abu Aisha. They will drop the weapons, me. They will not drop it. Their weapons are with you. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was regularly under revelation in all these circumstances. That's why ulama say, let us say this. The Prophet had two wahyu that he was receiving. Al-wahyu al-matlu wal-wahyu ghayru matlu. The wahyu that we are reading, Quran. And the one that we are not reading, but it's revelation to him. Jabir told us that Jibril came to tell him, is that not wahyu? وَمَا كَانَ لِبَشَرٍ أَنْ يُكَلِّمَهُ اللَّهُ إِلَّا وَحْيًا أَوْ مِنْ وَرَاءِ حِجَابٍ أَوْ يُرْسِلَ رَسُولًا. So that is wahyu. I want to ask, hadith, wahyu ni hadith. الوحي وحيان وحي القرآن ووحي الأحد. So this is one hadith that proves this. So the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم انحدر بالسجود والصف الذي يليه. The Prophet went on sujood together with the row that was immediately behind him. وقام الصف المؤخر في نحر العدو. But the second row was standing face to face watching the enemy. Don't forget, he had told us that وَالْعَدُوُ بَيْنَنَا وَبَيْنَ الْكِبْلَةِ. The enemies were in front of the Qibla watching us. So when those people went on sujood, they are waiting, looking, facing the enemy. رضي الله عنهم. فلما قضى النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم السجود. When the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam ended his sujood, وَقَامَ الصَّفُّ الَّذِي يَلِيهِ. And then the second, the row that was directly behind him, they stood up for the second rak'ah. إِنْ حَذَرَ الصَّفُّ الْمُؤَخَّرُ بِالسُّجُودِ. When the first row stood up for the second rak'ah, the second saf, what did they do? They went on sujood. You see, there's another team waiting in case there may be an attack. So the Prophet was in front, the second row was in front. At that time, they had stood up for the second sujood, the second rak'ah, waqam. ثُمَّ تَقَدَّمَ الصَّفُّ الْمُؤَخَّرُ. So after that, when those people ended their sujood and stood up, how many rak'ahs have they all performed? 1, 1, 1. The Prophet won, the first row, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The first row, radiyallahu anhum, won. The second row, radiyallahu anhum, one rak'ah. They are all now standing. He says, وَتَأَخَّرَ الصَّفُّ الْمُقَدَّمُ. That soft that was in front now went back. And the soft that was in front came, that was at the back, came in front. You know why? So that they too also have the feeling of one rak'ah and one sujood with the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So they change role. Thumma rak'a al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet went on ruku. Wa rak'ana jami'an. All of us went on ruku. Thumma rafa'a ra'sahu min ar-ruku. He raised his head again from ruku. Wa rafa'ana jami'an. We all also raised our heads from the ruku. Thumma hadara bis-sujood. Then he went on sujood. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa safu. الذي يليه الذي كان مؤخرا في الركعه الاولى. Do we understand? The Prophet went on sujood with that rak'ah, with that row. The Prophet went on sujood with which row? The row that is directly behind him. Don't forget, in the first rak'ah, they went to sujood on their own. But this time, they are going to sujood with who? The Prophet sallallahu. Meanwhile, that first row that had gone in sujood with the Prophet, they are now remaining standing. وَقَوَمَ الصَّفُ الْمُؤَخَّرِ فِي نُخُورِ الْأَدُوِ. So that second row will be standing while they go in ruku and in sujood with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَلَمَّا قَضَ النَّبِيُّ السُّجُودِ وَالصَّفُ الَّذِي يَلِيهِ. When the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ended his sujood and sat down, together with the row that is directly behind him, which was the second row at the beginning. The second, new second row now, we now go on sujood. You know, they are sitting down watching. So they can quickly respond to any attack. So those people now go on sujood. They now come back to sit down for their own tashahud too. Is fasajadu, they will make their own sujood to summa sallama an-nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then the Prophet lays the claim, wa sallamna jami'a. We all now meet up. How is that salah? It's easy to grab, go. Easy to grab. So ulama say this is especially when you can see they are there. You can just attack us anytime. Make the rules like this. Make salah like this. So throughout the salah, that's what you are watching, you are seeing. This hadith occurs also in Sahih al-Bukhari and Sahih Muslim. From the hadith of Jabir ibn Abdullah al-Ansar. Radiyallahu anhu. As-surah as-sadisah. The sixth surah, the sixth form. We like to talk about. How many have we talked about now? Five. The sixth form occurs in the hadith of Abdullah ibn Abbas. Radiyallahu anhuma. He said that anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam sallah bi zi quradin. The Prophet observed salah at zi qurad. It's a town far away in the outskirts of Medina. وَصَفَّ النَّاسُ خَلْفَهُ صَفَّيْنِ. People lined up behind him in two rows. People were behind him in two rows. صَفَّن خَلْفَهُ. One row was behind him to observe the salah with him. وَصَفَّن مُوَازِيَ الْأَدُوِ. The second row was arranged behind him, watching the enemy. One row behind him. One row with the enemy. May Allah protect all of us. It's فَصَلَّ بِالَّذِينَ خَلْفَهُ رَكْعَةً. He led those who were with him in one rak'ah. ثُمَّنْ صَرَفَ هَؤُلَى. They ended their salah and went away. إِلَى مَكَانِ هَؤُلَى. They went to take the position of those others. وَجَاءَ أُولَٰئِكَ فَصَلَّ بِهِمْ رَكْعَةً. The other group came back to observe another rak'ah with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. So the first group observed one rak'ah, later few went away. The second group came and observed only one rak'ah. And they did not replace it with second rak'ah. This hadith of Abdullah ibn Abbas shows that sometimes Salatul Khawf itself can be what? One rak'ah. escalate in khawf can be worse. But Al-Imam ibn al-Munzir rahimahullah said, this will happen when you're in the shiddat al-khawf, when that fear and war is tense. Raka'a khawfan, people. This hadith of Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhumah was also reported by Huzaifa ibn al-Yaman and Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu and Zayd ibn Thabit. The best of those I have seen collecting this hadith of Ibn Abbas and the rest of the other ahadith about Salatul Khawf apart from Al-Imam al-Bukhari and Muslim was Al-Imam al-Nasa'i in his Sunnah, Al-Mujtaba. Al-Imam al-Nasa'i gathered all these ahadith in his Sunnah. Those ones in Bukhari and Muslim, they're in Sunnah al-Nasa'i. They're also in Sunnah Nabi Dawud. And they are all almost in Musnad Imam Ahmad. So they are the best compilers of all. But the easiest access to all these ahadith is in Sunan al-Nasa'i. But I have chosen Sahih Muslim because they are all also in Sahih Muslim. So this hadith of Abdullah ibn Abbas occurs in Sunan al-Nasa'i that we read to us. And that was why Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma said, faradallahu salata ala lisani nabiyikum. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made salah obligatory upon the tongue of your Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Fil hadari arba'a. Fil hadari arba'a. When you are at home, how many rak'at? 4 rak'at. Wa fi safari rak'atayn. When you are on a journey, how many rak'at? 2 rak'at. Wa fi khawfi rak'atan. And during serious fear, how many rak'at? 1 rak'at. When the fear is severe, 1 rak'at. Like Ibn Abbas told us, 2 groups. One group is guided. The other one will pray with the imam. They'll make the slim, they'll go and guide. The second group can't make the slim. They pray with the imam again. They go and guide. No, none of the 2 groups will go and start paying back again. No paying back. 1 rak'at, you're not to talk. He's there. That's about Salatul Khawf. How many have we mentioned? Al-Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal said, Sabata fi Salatul Khawfi, Sittatu Ahadith, Aw Arba'a, Aw Sab'a. Sabata fi Salatul Khawfi, Sittatu Ahadith, Aw Mada, Aw Sab'a. Ayyuha fa'alal mar'u jaza. Ayyuha, any one of these 6 or 7 that the individual observes, Jaza, that is allowed for him. That's why back in Ad-Durar al-Bahiyya, Al-Imam al-Shawkani said, Rahimahullah, قَدْ صَلَّاهَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَآلِهِ وَسَلَّمَ عَلَى مَذَا صِفَاتٍ مُخْتَلِفَةٍ وَكُلُّهَا مُجْزِئَةٍ وَكُلُّهَا مُجْزِئَةٍ. Al-Imam al-Shawkani said, وَكُلُّهَا مُجْزِئَةٍ. And then he says, Rahimahullah, وَإِذَا اشْتَدَّ الْخَوْفِ. When the fear becomes intense, وَالْفَحَمَ الْقِتَالِ. And the fighting becomes fear. صَلَّاهَ الرَّاجِلُ وَالرَّاكِبُ. Onikaluku, individuals will be observing it. الرَّاجِلُ وَالرَّاكِبُ. While walking and while on your right, you won't even come down from your right. Be praying like that. Walau ila ghayri qibla. Even if that means that you are not facing the qibla. Walau bil ima. Even if it is just demonstration. Rabbana laka alhamd. You are going. Observe salah. When the fear is intense and the battle becomes what? Fear. Tough. Observe the salah like that. Even if you are not facing the Qibla, even if you can't come down from your discord body, even if it be that you are just walking like that, just go on praying. And that occurs in the hadith of Abdullah ibn Umar, that Al-Imam al-Bukhari and Muslim have also reported, and others. He said, radiyallahu anhu, فَإِذَا كَانَ خَوْفٌ أَكْثَرَ مِنْ ذَلِكِ. When he described that salat, you remember the hadith of Ibn Umar? when he told us about Salat Yusuf, just now we read the hadith. He said, but when the fear is much more than that, فَصَلِّ رَاكِبًا أَوْ قَائِمًا, observe the Salat. Whether you are riding on the beast of burden, أَوْ قَائِمًا, or you are standing on your feet on the ground, تُومِئُ إِمَاءَ. In fact, as you go, you can make إِمَاءَات. Just be demonstrating. Just carry on. When the fear is what? When the fear is severe. The riwayah of Al-Imam Al-Bukhari says, فَإِنْ كَانَ خَوْفٌ هُوَ شَدُّ مِنْ ذَلِكَ. When the khawf, when the fear becomes more intense than what we have said, صَلَّوْ رِجَالَ. You pray like that while moving on your feet, qiyaman, whether you are standing ala akdamihim on your feet, or rukbana, or you are climbing you are riding on your beast of burden. Body, mustaqbilil qibla, whether you are facing the qibla or ghayru mustaqbiliha, or you are not facing the qibla. This hadith occurs in Bukhari and Muslim, as we said. And yes, it is a statement of Abdullah ibn Umar. Ulama say la majala lihaza min al-ra'i. He could not have said this from his own personal opinion. But others amongst the ulama say, don't disturb yourself. Al-Imam ibn Majah, rahimahullah, he mentions a report where Abdullah ibn Umar directly ascribed this statement to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That report from Al-Imam ibn Majah, you find something similar to that from Al-Imam ibn al-Munzir in his book Al-Awthar. So the hadith is sahihun marfu'an wa mawkufan bi hukm al-raf'i. So whichever way you like to see, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us to make salatul khawf when the fear is severe, whether we are facing the qibla or not, whether you are standing or you are sitting on your beast of burden, sama kirun lobe ma furibe Allahu sami Allahu, and you carry on. Like those times when there are demonstrations, and Islam hates demonstrations. Atu soileo, Islam hates protests and demonstrations. Islam hates protests. Everything a person will do to show publicly disavowal for authority, Islam hates it. Don't come out in the public and say, we don't go agree, we don't go agree. La, this is not Islam. The Prophet prohibits it. And the ulama say the ahadith that prohibit these kinds of actions are mutawatira. They have been widely reported by the companions. Some people say, oh, protest is good. Protest is not bad. So you ask them, where in the text of Quran or Sunnah does Islam support that? The rank and file of the people should come out on the streets and shouting, oh, 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 oh. Where? Where? And coming out to shout and make a noise and all of these, they are not from the attributes of reasonable people. Let me give us five examples. Egypt started demonstration. Till today they have not been out of it. Tunisia started it. Till today they are still struggling to have a presidential election. In Libya, till today, Libya has not settled. Last week there was a bomb blast in their airport. Yes, in Libyan airport. There was a bomb blast. They killed Gaddafi. Since the day they killed Gaddafi, till today, they have never known peace. Don't ask me about Syria. Allahul Mustafa. It was demonstration that led them to it. It was, they call it peaceful protest. Okay, leave the Muslim world. Hong Kong. In Hong Kong, it was said to be peaceful. But now it's physical fight between police and the protesting. What are you calling peaceful? Protest can be peaceful? There is nothing like peaceful protest. It does not exist anywhere. Except on the lips of those who say it. So don't start it. And don't encourage people to start it. There are people amongst the Khawarij in the past, they are called Al-Qa'adiyya. Al-Qa'adiyya amongst the Khawarij. They are those who will not rise in insurgents. against government too, but they will sit down and incite people to rise against government. That is the ruling that some of the people will be giving them now. Yes, you will not come out to say we know Gogi is starting on the streets and causing commotion, but you are giving people the fatwa to do it. That is the way of the Qa'adiyya amongst the Khawarij. They sit down somewhere giving fatwa, go a lot of Nuru, Niro Mati one day, Niri one day. Their own children in London and US, Saudi Arabia are studying. But they encourage the children of the rank and file of the people in the society, go and disrupt the peace in the community. That's why one of the major symbols of the Khawarij is that they encourage uprising. They encourage uprising, stand up against government. When you see a learned person saying this, just know where he belongs to. They were called Qa'adiyya in the history of Islam. They sit down, they give the people fatwa, a lot daluru. You won't see them there. Unfortunately, when you daluru and police catch all of you, they will not be there. I remember during the presidential elections after President Obasanjo, it was in Kaduna. There was someone who was shouting, if somebody comes, they will not do this, they will do this. He was amongst those who incited that violence. You know, security, they are hearing everything you are saying, and they are watching you. A day to the day that he will be arrested. Somehow, he got aware that he was being arrested. He flew behind his fence and ran away. He started saying, you are supposed to wait. Why are you running away? Wait to see the result of your mouth and hand. So don't allow anybody to tell you, go out and protest, go out. What the Prophet Muhammad, it is not allowed. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us, fasbiru, be patient. Be patient. Don't rise against your body. Be patient. Pray for them. That's what he said. Pray for them. Ma ra'a fi amirihi shay'an yunkiruhu falyasbir. Whoever sees in his amir, in his government, in the leadership of his region where he says something that he detests, let him be patient. Internally, sallallahu. But what are you telling the people? When you see something you don't like with government, what are you saying that people should do? Islam does not like violence like this. This is not jihad. Jihad in Lekor. Jihad has its own shuru. It has its own wajibat. It has its own arkan, just like salah and other issues of al-ahkam al-amaliya in Sharia. They have their own rulings. But someone to come out and say, and one of the major rulings about jihad is istinfar. That's why he says, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if you are called out for jihad, when the valid leader in the community who has sold to an authority calls you, come out for jihad, you go. Not one somebody just stand up in one alatalatu or somewhere and say, oh, you are now Salah Jihad, Allah Akbar. If they catch you, you may even be denied. Why go out and disgrace yourself in the first place? So, but when people do that, and then there is commotion, there is tear gas being shot, people are running about. You may not have time to observe two units. So just follow this hadith of who? Abdullah ibn Abbas. What will you do? Allahu Akbar. Sami Allah al-Mahminda. Rabbana laka alhamdu. As you are running away. Don't wait for them. May Allah protect us. May Allah protect us. Those who invite fitna, don't wait for fitna. Those who invite, they won't wait. They won't wait. They have never waited anywhere. Woman salon. It is the people that they have invited to it. Woman forifa.
So don't be the one who will be invited to it. Don't answer them. Say, remain in your house. Kun ahada abnai Adam. The father said so, sallallahu. Be one of the two children of Adam. Don't be the one who kills somebody. Worst case scenario. Don't be the one who will kill somebody. It is better for you that you are someone who was defending yourself till you are killed. But don't intend to kill somebody. Don't kill somebody. Don't let the life of a person go off from your own hands. The Prophet says, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that the Muslim will be upon salama in his deen until a person's life goes off in his hand. He will get into trouble. Because he will not find a means to explain it. So he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this hadith occurs in Sunan ibn Majah, authentic hadith. Kun ahada abnai Adam. Be one of the, be the one who was killed. Don't be the one who killed somebody else. We are saying this because these are the kinds of commotion, these are the kinds of things that have now brought fear in our own communities. In the time of the Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it was a valid jihad by authority that brought hope when they went for jihad. Now it is commotion people have caused that brings these kinds of things in our community. May Allah protect us from the evil of the people. May Allah protect the people from evil statements they made and ascribe to the Sharia of Islam. I think it will suffice for us to stop here on Salatul Khawf. Qad sallaha Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ala sifatin mukhtalifa wa kulluha mujzi'a. وإذا اشتد الخوف والتحم القتال صلاها الراجل والراكب ولو إلى غير قبلة ولو بالإمام. Even if it is caused by Imam. Our next reading inshallah will be from صلاة السفر. باب صلاة السفر. Inshallah. How will the Muslim army observe Salah during these days that wars are of bullets, and the way our bullets are today, that is the way the bows and arrows were. They flew like bullets. The arrows flew in those days like bullets. You find someone cooking, an arrow will reach him on the neck, like the father of Huzaifa, Al-Yaman. He was cooking, and the person who fired him was a Muslim. It was an error. It was an error. The father of Huzaifa ibn al-Yaman, he was cooking. He just raised his head, the arrow went. It picked him on the neck. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he interceded on behalf of the person who fired the arrow, that Huzaifa can forgive him. It was one of the things that drew Huzaifa ibn al-Yaman to the Prophet Muhammad. So stray bullets, stray arrows used to fly also as stray bullets. Those arrows could be as deadly or even worse than those bullets. Bullets may be removed, but when an arrow goes into a body, you can't just remove the arrow. It must come out with something. May Allah protect all of us. Likewise, the spear. They practice it as you have snipers now practicing to shoot people. They have people who practice this. And that was one of the best things that Al-Imam al-Bukhari knew best, rahimahullah. He never missed a target. Al-Imam al-Bukhari, the author of our Sahih al-Bukhari, Muhammad ibn Ismail, Abu Abdullah al-Bukhari, rahimahullah, he never shot an arrow and missed a target. Except one. And on that occasion, when he fired the arrow was going to its target. A goat passed in front of the arrow and picked the arrow. He didn't target the goat. He had a target. But the owners of the goat said, we no go greet, you must pay our goat. So it became, please, say no, no, please, stay. Pay, 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 pay. So when they found out that it was Al-Imam al-Bukhari, they said, oh, we won't accept money. What will they accept? Hadith. So he paid them a hadith. I wouldn't remember how many reports he gave them, maybe 10 or something. He gave them 10 hadiths. But I can give you 10 hadiths. So he gave them hadith, rahimahullah. I'm just trying to say that arrows were things that people perfected. Our people perfected their shooting today. Do you understand? They used to learn it. And they would hit target. They were very dangerous. Those things you hear of arrows to those people who use it in their time. So we'll make salah to khawf as we make salah to khawf. As is possible. From all these, we will find the one that will suit our condition. Allah, even if that's the one of Abdullah ibn Abbas, we will employ it to suit our condition. Inshallah. The last question, inshallah, for today. Alaykum salam. Ameen one. Ah, okay. Now, Salatul Khawf. Imam. The conditions of the world are from bad to worse. If the condition is bad, you can be arranging yourself in rows. But when the condition is, that's why he says in the shtadd al-khawf, when the issue becomes ujubuti, then you follow the hadith of Ibn Abbas. Did I answer that question? Is that the question you asked? That's what I understood from it. A brother was raising his hand and we mistook him. Please ask him. Amin. Naam? You say what? During Salah. Which Salah is that? At home. And when bullets are not coming and arrows. We face Qibla. Now, ask your question. Your Imam will educate you. When you go to war, there will be briefings from one stage to the other. You'll be briefed. You hear Jabir told us that Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam told them that something will happen. So the Prophet talked to them. Of course, from what he will tell them is how that salah. This time, this is what we are going to do. Do you understand? Okay. We started with you, so. Amen. Okay. He didn't say tactical. Because I say so to speak. They will employ perhaps another methodology that some people should guide behind. They'll pray the salah. Then those people come and pray their own. It's a very simple thing. The basic issue is which of the forms best protects you and will allow you more time for salah, depending on the circumstance that you are in. So those are the basic governing rules. Inshallah, we'll continue in our next class with Salatul Safar, Salatul Qasr,
I think we can stop here today. Subhanakallah wa bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Alaykum as Thank you.